Y4G, this is KI4LZI Mobile.
KI4LZI Mobile. KI4LZI, W4DJW. Go ahead, Andy.
Just telling you, put me down for the count, because whenever whoever calls it, I might not be available to get on the mic again. So, gotta put me down a little ahead. KI4LZI Mobile.
Okay, Andy, I'll relay you in when Ariel gets here. KI4LZI, W4DJW. NY4G, NY4G, W4DJW. You there, Ariel? Well, he may be working late. Sometimes he grades papers and time gets away. We'll go ahead and get it started, and if he joins in, he can pick it up if he wants to. CQ, 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 this is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RagChew portion. And tonight being Tuesday night, we're going to begin with India through Lima. But before we do that, we'll recognize the pre-net check-ins, Echolink stations, and new amateur radio operators. So starting with the pre-net check-ins, we have W2AMD, that is Andy, and he is in Simpsonville. W4FCM, that's Fred in Traveler's Rest. Bring with him M4IEI, that's Miss Isla in Traveler's Rest. K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KG4PFI, that's Don. Bring with him KG4QLQ, that's Miss Linda there in Piedmont. AA4GH, that's Gus. And where is Gus tonight? AA4GH. He is in the English Channel this evening. Gus is a world traveler. He's all over. He's kind of like Bobby. I think Bobby went to Spain. I think he's over somewhere in Spain right now. We got some world travelers. K4OSH, that's Pat in Malden. K2RCL, that's Russell in Tigerville. N4ASW, that's Tony in Asheville. Bringing with him KQ4JSK, that's Miss Kim in Asheville. W2MJB, that's Mark, bringing with him KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy there in Simpsonville. KN4RJN, that's John in Brown Summit, North Carolina. KC4W, that's Bill in Anderson. KG4WNP, that is Landon, and Landon kind of moves around a good bit too, so I have to check. He's in Easley this evening. I got several different locations for him. This time it's Easley. NC9V, November Charlie 9 Victor, that's Leon in Hendersonville. And KE4DXJ, that's Wendy in Hendersonville. And KI4LZI, that's Andy, and he is mobile up in Table Rock. Good to have you as night, Andy. Appreciate you checking in. That way, he's that's by radio relay earlier in the net. We don't have any Echolink stations at the moment, so we're going to jump right into brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before and aren't quite sure about the protocol, but would still like to check into the net. Just throw your call sign out there, and I will do the rest.
We're out here at Pickens, our local meeting right now, Dave. KI4LZI Mobile.
Okay, Andy, I corrected that. I failed to put that the location down, so now I've got it corrected. Appreciate that. Okay, it doesn't sound like we have any brand new amateur radio operators, so I'm going to call one more time for NY4G Ariel to see if he made it here. And if he didn't, well, then we'll start the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net check-ins. NY4G, NY4G, W4DJW. There, Ariel? Okay, it looks like not. He might be grading papers. Sometimes he gets stuck doing that. Tonight is Tuesday night, so Tuesday night, the start group is India through Lima, stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an I through an L, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James, I'm on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And, of course, it's where I'll be negative and negative. Say 73s for each one of you.
Yeah. You and Miss Amy are both well. Please check in with G4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Dave, thank you for fitting the net. Here on me, a half ounce paper with a lot of errors, taking a lot of time. Anyway. You take care, Dave. Tell me Sam's favorite. I said hello. No traffic, no comment.
JW. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet, Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan in Asheville. Just mark me negative and negative. Thanks for running the net.
DJW. Thank you for being there. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Donna will submit, and I hope everyone has a good night. 73.
Jen, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Lima, Alpha, Quebec. KO4LAQ. Make my home up in Tomasi, South Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for picking up and calling the net. Have a great evening.
Okay, that was a good start to the RF section of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. Net control would like to recognize KK4JFO. That's James. Sounding good as usual from Tuxedo, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. W4IOE, that is Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina, who calls the 14664 net on Sundays at 8 o'clock, 14664, with a peel tone of 91.5. Be sure and check in with Sid every Sunday at 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock on 14664 with a peel tone of 91.5. I'm sure you'll enjoy it, and I know Sid would appreciate it. And Sid, tell Miss Beverly we said hello, and we do appreciate you having taking the time to check in with us this evening on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net on a Tuesday evening. And our first two Monday nights of the month net control operator, that is Duncan. He is KO4JKV and located in Asheville, North Carolina. Duncan, you sound like you're sitting right next to me. Sounds good. Appreciate you being here tonight. KK4JBQ, that's Larry. Bring with him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Larry. I've got you down for comments, so we'll be back to you in just a little bit. To Miss Donna, we said hello and appreciate you being here. And KO4LAQ, that is Martin, and he is in Tuscumbe, South Carolina. Good to have you tonight, Martin. Appreciate you taking time to check in this evening. You're sounding good. We do have an Echolink station that just popped in there, so we're going to take a break from RF and pick up this Echolink station. Echolink station is only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, good evening, Dave. Check in, KA4PQA, Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all on the net, no traffic, no RAQ.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KA4PQA, that is Stephen in Greenwood, South Carolina, via Echolink. Sounds good. You got it dialed in there perfect tonight, Stephen. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Hope you're having a wonderful midweek. Any other stations in the India through Lima group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we did get quite a few people in that first pass, so we did good on the India through Lima group. Now we're going to bump it up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an M through a P and would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Dave, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike, Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, Raleigh Beat 1, I'll be negative and negative.
4DJW. Before NT this year, Doorway, Texas, Quebec, in Simpsonville, and I'll be around as long as you call and roll there tonight, over.
DJW, good evening, Dave. This is Kilo Quebec 4, November Hotel Bravo, KQ4, NHB, Danny M. Grateful. Be negative and negative, sir. Thank you for your call.
Okay, that's another good group. Net Control like to recognize KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena. She's bringing with her KK4DMW. That is Rick. And KM4MOQ. That's Miss Michelle. And they are located in Piedmont. It's good to have you with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and tell Michelle we said hello and hope everybody's doing fine on this Tuesday evening. W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec. W4NTQ, that is Eddie. He is in Simpsonville, and he's going to hang around till the end of the roll call. We do appreciate you doing that, Eddie. You're actually supposed to do that anyway. I'm just glad. Nice to hear you saying that you're going to do that. Appreciate that, because some people do check in. Some people check into a lot of nets, and they just pop in, check in, and pop out. But do appreciate you hanging around to the end of the roll call. KQ for NHB, that is Danny, sounding good from Greenville this evening. Good to have you this night, Danny. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations in the Mike through Papa group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW.
Number
2, Oscar Golf, Scott Greenville, negative and negative.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize N2OG, that is Scott and Grable. Good to have you with us tonight, Scott. Hope you're doing well. We'll pop it on up to the next group now, the Quebec through Tango group. Station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
DJW, please check in. Whiskey, Uniform, 2 Tango, W2D, Rusty and Moore, no traffic, no comments tonight.
W4DJW. I didn't step on Rusty tonight. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Dave, and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative, sir.
Hello, Tom.
DJW. Dave, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima. Golf, KO4QLD, this is Chris and Liberty. I'll be negative and negative. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
Okay, that was a good group. Net Control, like to recognize WU2T. That is Rusty, and he is in Moore. Good to have you this night, Rusty. Appreciate you being there. And, Tom, I used to take a buddy of mine to the drag strip down at Ware Shoals every Saturday night. We'd go down there. I'd tow his car with my truck on it, his car on a trailer, and he'd do the racing. He was the driver, and I was the hauler. And any time he let anybody do what Rusty just did to you, right, we would call that sleeping in the hole, right? He was asleep in the hole because the Christmas tree lights would start going down, 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 down. And if the other guy jumped before my buddy jumped, I'd get on to him for sleeping in the hole. Because, see, they're supposed to jump at the same time. Anyway, Rusty got to jump on you that time, Tom. Net Control, I'd like to recognize N0TR. That is Tom. He is a buddy of mine over here in Greer, South Carolina. Tom, appreciate you being with us tonight. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope you guys are having a good Tuesday evening. And KO4QLG, that is Chris. He's in Liberty. Good to have you this night, Chris. You're sounding good as usual. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. Do we have any other stations in the Quebec through Tango group? Q through T that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
DJW. This is Alpha Alpha 1 Romeo Delta over here in Piedmont. Just checking in. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73 to all and everyone on the net, and to you too, my friend.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize AA1RD. That is Bob. He is in Piedmont. Good to have you this night, Bob. You're sounding good. Do appreciate you being with us, hanging out with us this evening. Last call for Quebec through Tango. Station with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a Q through a T. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the Uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with a U through a Z. And we'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW.
W4DJW. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Hello to you and Miss Amy and everyone. Please check in, N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane and I'm in Greenville. No traffic, no table.
JW. Hope you and Amy are doing well. Please check in and out. Kilo, Juliet 4, Uniform Hotel X-Ray, Jamie. And by proxy, Kilo, Juliet 4, Yankee, Lima, November. My wife, Sabrina. We're in Chesney, Dave. Just check us in and out, please. 73 to you and everybody on the net.
JW. Dave, please check in. Kilo 4, X-Ray, Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
DJW. Dave. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango, Quebec. This is Greg and Greer, negative and negative.
Okay, we're getting good groups one after another tonight. We're on a roll. I hope I don't jinx it. That control I'd like to recognize. N4ZLK, that is Shane, and he is in Cleveland. Good to have you tonight, Shane. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. KJ4UHX, that's Jamie, bringing with him. KJ4YLN, that's Miss Sabrina. And Chesney, good to have you tonight, Jamie. Do tell Miss Sabrina we said hello, and it's always good to hear you checking into the net, Jamie. K4XB, that is Tommy. He's in southern Greenville County. Good to have you with us tonight, Tommy. You sounding good as usual. Hope you're having a good Tuesday, the end of your Tuesday. And KO4WTQ, that's Greg. He is in Greer. Good to have you with us tonight, Greg. It's good to be saying hello to Greg and Greer again. Appreciate you being there. Do we have any other stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Kilo Alpha 5, Whiskey Lima Lima, Leroy Taylor's negative and negative. Thank you for calling it in.
Okay, net control would like to recognize KA5WLL. That's Leroy blasting in here from Taylor's. You sounded good tonight, Leroy. Do appreciate you taking the time to check in. Via RF also, instead of just the pre-net check-ins. It's good to hear you on the air. Do we have any other stations? Last call for Uniform Through Zulu. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, that will wrap us around to the top of the alphabet, Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an A through a D, and would like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2, Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative tonight. Thanks for doing the net tonight.
W. Miss Amy in the net, please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you, Miss Amy, and on the net.
KW. WD4DYH, Johnny. Travel's rest. No traffic, no round table. I hope everyone's having a good evening.
Okay, net control would like to recognize KB2BYQ. That's Dave sounding good from Easley, as usual. Good to have you tonight, Dave. And KI4DOS, that's Gary, our Wednesday night net control operator and all things SwapNet. Bring with him K3JOY, that's Miss Joy there in Easley. Gary, do tell Miss Joy we said hello and hope you and Joy are having a wonderful Tuesday. And WD4DYH, that's Johnny from Traveler's Rest. It's getting to be a habit here, Johnny. It's good to hear you back on the net again. You're going to make it to where we expect to hear you here every single night. Good to have you there. Any other stations in the Alpha through Delta group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
DJW. And Kilo Quebec 4 Alpha Kilo Echo. That's KQ4AKE, Wayne, Simpsonville. Negative and negative.
Okay, net control like to recognize KQ4AKE. That is Wayne in Simpsonville. Remember, Wayne's the one that put on his experiences that he's learned with solar batteries and solar panels and chargers and all that on a previous Saturday night, I believe it was. So we do appreciate that, Wayne. And if you were trying to remember who put that on, that is KQ4AKE, Wayne and Simpson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Wayne. Do we have any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, that's going to bring us to the patient group for Tuesday night, which is the Echo Through Hotel group. Stations with the first letter in their suffix that begins with an E through an H, and would like to check into the Blue Ridge Tube Internet. Call W4DJW.
4DJW. Whiskey Alpha 4, Hotel November Tango, WA4HNT. My name is Alton Alpha Lima Tango Oscar November. I'm in Pendleton. I'm negative and negative, but I'm going to be listening. I'm just busy packing some stuff.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HK. That's Patrick. I'm up here in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic. Thanks for picking up the net, Dave.
DJW. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZ and Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. And I will be negative, negative tonight. Dave, thanks.
4DKW. Your 4 Foxtrot Hotel Juliet. Gene in Taylors, negative and negative. And good to hear Johnny on tonight. Been talking with him on the phone earlier tonight. Over.
Okay, next you'll like to recognize number 50 for this evening. That is WA4HNT. That's Alton in Pendleton, who is packing. Alton, you're the grand prize, you're the door prize in, winner this evening. So what happens when you're the door prize winner is you have to check in on Wednesday night with Gary, KI4DOS, on the Wednesday night net to pick up your door prize. So be sure and check back in Wednesday night. Tell him you were number 50 on Tuesday night. Now, Wednesday is tomorrow, so you got to check in tomorrow night with Gary. Tell him you were last night's number 50 door prize winner. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alton. And hope you're not going to be gone long if you're packing to leave to go somewhere. And our Sunday night net control operator, KO4HKX, that's Patrick, sounding good from Penrose, North Carolina. Good to have you this night, Patrick. Hope you're doing well. I saw your apron trail. I was looking at it earlier today. You did some traveling today. Good to have you with us today, Patrick. Hope you're having a good wind down to your busy Tuesday. I can see it was very busy. KC4EZN, that is Harry over in Candler, North Carolina. Good to have you this night, Harry. You're sounding good. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us. And W4FHJ, that's Gene and Taylors. Good to have you this night, Gene. Yeah, we need to put the pressure on, Gene. We need to put the pressure on Johnny to make sure he continues not to be delinquent anymore, and he's always here to check in on the net. Appreciate that. Hey, you need to help me out there, Gene. Any other stations? Let's go ahead and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A. If you've got a letter in your call at all and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Net control. KI4JUU, Omar Mobile Greenville, negative
negative. JW. In Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, that's KE6KEN, and I'm negative and negative tonight. Hope you're well.
Okay, now control, like to recognize KI4JUU. That's Omar in Goose Creek. No, you're not in Goose Creek. Where were you, Omar? I was busy trying to catch the UU. I thought the first U was something other than a UU, but then I remembered the UU. And then I lost track of where you were.
Mobile, Greenville, South Carolina.
Okay, Mobile and Greenville. Appreciate that. KI4JUU, Omar, Mobile and Greenville. Be careful out there on the mobile, Omar. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us this evening. And KE6KEN, that is Ken in Greenville. Good to have you this night, Ken. You're sounding great. Appreciate you taking time to check in with us as well. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
Kilo, this is Easy Joe. I'm over in Reedville in Spartanburg County.
negative and negative tonight.
Okay, that was a good group. And that very first one, I might have got your call sign wrong and I didn't catch your name. W4TWS, Whiskey 4 Tango Whiskey Sierra. Do I have that correct? Was I not keyed up for that last group of stations I recognized?
Easy. No, I didn't hear anything on my end.
Okay. Thanks, Colin. Thanks, Joe. I'm going to do that again. Net Control, I'd like to recognize W4CWF, that's Colin, in Mill Springs. Good to have you with us, Colin. Appreciate your patience with my messing up your call sign. KO4PXV, that's Lloyd in Simpsonville. Good to have you tonight, Lloyd. KQ4PUK, that's Cecil in Lawndale, North Carolina. KZ4DZ, that's Joe in Woodruff. Good to have you, or Spartanburg County. Good to have you with us tonight, Joe. Hope you're doing well. And did I miss any stations in that group? Or any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge TV Internet? Call W4DJW.
DJW. Now, Kilo India 4 Zulu Echo Kilo. My name is Lynn, Lima Yankee November November. I'm in Layton, North Carolina.
Okay, Net Control, I'd like to recognize KI4ZEK. That's Lynn in Layton, North Carolina. Lynn, you make number 60 this evening. 60. So we're on a roll. Appreciate you being here this evening. Any other stations before we shut down the formal portion of the net that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, called W4DJW. Okay, this is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so, and we'll now begin the RAG-2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG-2s. And the first one up on the stump, I got to scroll way back in the list, is KK4JBQ. That's Larry. He is in Greer. Larry, you got a brand new, clean, shiny stump. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
DJW and everybody on the net. Well, good evening, Dave. As I was listening to this really nice net, 60 already, that's fabulous. And we're past 9:30 and all, and that, all these things make for a good net. But I was listening to your rapid fire responses and thinking to myself, now what does Dave use for a push to talk? I got a feeling it's not the button on the microphone. I explain my interest. Sometimes I suppose everybody can understand. I get long-winded on a microphone, and I squeeze the mic in order to talk. And that constant grip puts a lot of numbing pressure on some nerve in my hand. So if you are using some other device rather than the microphone, I'd be interested to know. And why did you choose to abandon the microphone, push to talk, if you did that? Similar reason, maybe? KK4JBQ.
Well, Larry, that is a good question. And, yeah, my hands are completely free right now. I'm not touching anything. My mouse, the left button on my mouse is my push to talk. But it has to be placed over the button on my logging software that says transmit before I press it. But then I'm free to move my hands around all I want. And at that point, that button has focus because I clicked on it. It's got this little tiny dotted line all the way around the perimeter of the button. That means if I hit my space bar, it'll click it again, which turns it off. I hit my space bar, it clicks it again. And what it's doing is, I wrote that software so I can make what happens when I hit that button do whatever I want it to do. So what it does is it goes through the Windows operating system into the Sigwin Unix emulator that's running on Windows, through the network, over to a Raspberry Pi, and it's got a receiver over there that's listening for it to come in, and it says, toggle the transmitter. on the Raspberry Pi that is the EchoLink transmitter, right? So it will key up the EchoLink, and it will change the also mixer so that my microphone goes into my preamplifier and comes out the back and goes through one of those XLR cables into the input data line on the EchoLink transmitter. So it's keyed up, and it's got a path for audio. So my audio goes out to both you, so you can hear it over the air, and goes up through the internet so EchoLink people can hear it, because they used to complain all the time. If you transmit, if you're co-located with an EchoLink transmitter and your transmitter that is receiving for the guy, if you're transmitting that on the shift near the receive antenna for EchoLink, all they hear is fuzz, right? So it's not something that I wanted to do. It's something that I had to do out of necessity. And now I'm about to hit the space bar and send it back to you.
A little pause there because I was stunned. I should have known. Well, okay. So, I was trying to pick out anything that I could use in there. I must admit, you didn't lose me. No. I followed right along. Not that I know, you know, I have the circuit in my head or anything. But I understand the concept. Well, let me put it this way. My next question then would be, is anyone else listening not using the push-to-talk on your microphone? And if so, would you be so kind as to come back to me and explain what it is you might be using? KK4, JPQ.
Larry, did you catch that? I got mostly static out of that. Were you able to get that?
Was not able to remove the static, so could you relay what he said?
I wasn't able to do that again. Can that person that responded do it one more time, maybe move around or bump your power just a little bit? He might be trying to increase his power at this time, Larry. Anybody else got any answer, anybody else that doesn't use the push-to-talk want to come back to Larry on that?
Easy in here on one radio, a gamer switch, and the hard part was figuring out how to wire it into the radio circuit, but that frees up your hands, and I use that on my 10-tech Corsair 2, which means that I'm turning about 3 knobs on the tuner while I'm trying to talk, so I needed a fourth hand. But that works quite well. Back to you, Casey, for ECN.
Well, on to Harry. Thank you. I'm aware of foot switches. I have used them in the past for welding and other things. Let's see. And I'd be interested to know what would be necessary. And maybe, Dave, with your experience, maybe you can tell me what's necessary to switch. What lines does one use? Is it different with different radios? Am I barking up a very tall tree?
Well, usually there's a data. Well, there's a couple of ways to do that. Some radios just have a transmitter. They have a foot switch. It depends on your transmitter. You can plug in one of those big quarter inch TRS tip ring sleeve, but all you have is a tip and a sleeve, and you don't have a ring in there, and it's just a no go contact, and they let you plug that in for push to talk, and then that you just put that. So, but those are usually the older radios. The newer radios don't have that. Instead, they have one or two data cables that plug in the back of the radio. One of the two of them is like a 6-pin mini DIN. It's a small one, whereas the other one might be 8 pins or larger. The 6-pin has, you can go to your manual and you can see what the pinout is. It'll have two control lines and two audio lines, right? The two different audio lines are usually for different speed audio, 9600 versus, I forget what the other one is, 1200 or something like that, baud. And the other two, and then there's a ground, the other two are squelch from your radio. Like if somebody keys up in your radio, it breaks the squelch. It will send a signal to you saying the squelch has been broken. And the other one is you sending a signal to the radio that says, pull this 5 volts down to ground. And when you pull that 5 volts down to ground, it keys up the transmitter. So you can make your own up, or you can look for somebody who's made a cable specifically for your radio. It's just as easy to make one up. Now the thing that can trip you up is when you're looking at the pinout, you know whether or not you're looking into the back of the radio for the pins numbering, right? Usually the numbering goes around the circumference of the pin. But it makes a big difference if you're looking down the cable as compared to looking into the radio, because they're exactly backwards. they will mess you up every time if you think you're looking down the cable and you're actually looking in the back of the radio. So you got to be very careful with your pin out. But you'll have one of those pins will be labeled PTT. And if you pull that to ground or you raise it to 5 volts, you have to – different radios do it different ways. But one of them, you just ground it, and the other one, you just add 5 volts to it, and it'll key up the radio. And then you have to have your mic plugged into the mic jack so that – when it is keyed up and you're talking, it sends that audio through. Does that make sense, Larry? KK4JVQ, W4DJW, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
KK4JVQ. Yes, it makes sense. One question I might have, is that characteristically latching, or would you have to keep the foot on the foot pedal? And that be a switch. The reason I'm asking is that while I'm trying to relieve myself from having to stand on the thing or to push the thing with my thumb, that kind of thing, do you know whether that's characteristically latching?
Normally it is not. Normally you just have to keep your foot on it or lay a book on it or something like that while you're talking. It reminds me when I was talking to N4AK the other night, Glenn, who used to live up on Paris Mountain. Now he lives out at Sunset. The old AMers from a long time ago, they didn't have just a push to talk. They had to put power to the grid, to put power somewhere else, turn on their audio chain, turn on their push to talk. They had like 7 or 8 or 10 switches that they had to flip in order, and then they had to warm up and get going on the old AM radios from many, many years ago. So they used to have round table. I joined the round table one time. This was like 15, 20 years ago. And they key up and they talk for 30 minutes because it's such a task to key up. And then they know who's going to be talking next. That's why they call it a round table. They go around and around and around. They don't do like we do, because we can key up and unkey really quick. But they used to do 30 minutes each. So they talk for 30 minutes. And the next person, when that 30 minutes was getting to the end, they would start undoing all of their switches. And the other guy would already have all his switches ready to go. And he had the last one and he'd flip it up and he'd start talking when that guy quit. And then they'd talk for 30 minutes and do the same thing for the next one. So it used to be a really big deal to push the talk. Now it's easier and easier and easier. But normally that's you hold it down the whole time with your foot. And you can change it in there. You know, you can get switches from, what used to be Radio Shack. Now it's, you can go online and go to, Mauser or any of those electronics, and you can swap that switch out for one that you push it and it latches, and you push it again and it unlatches. They're pretty simple. Those foot pressing things, I don't know if you've ever taken one of those things apart, but it's really, really simple. It'd be easy to modify to make it like you wanted it.
Okay. Now I have a better picture of it, and many desk mics had push-to-talks on the mic, on the stand for the mic, and one option was a latching switch. So, yeah, it could be mechanical and not necessarily electronic. Well, that clears everything up for me. I'm not a day away from having it done, you understand, but gives me an option, and I appreciate that. KK4JBQ.
KC4EZN with a final comment.
Go ahead, Harry.
So, Larry, the expression is don't ask me how I know this. When you're looking at foot switches, be sure you get a mechanical switch as opposed to a LED, you know, like your garage door sensor where you shine a light to the other side, and when you hit the switch, it breaks the light beam. That doesn't work on the radio. KC4EZN.
How you know that? I won't ask. Oh, dear. Yeah. Well, thank you for that input. unlike some folks, I'm not constantly breaking the station down and improving it. I do things when I have to. And this is getting to the point. I'm afraid of, you know, my hand locking up or something like that. So it could just be my hand. You know, it's my right hand that I have this in, so that's the one I've used all my life. It'll soon be a 73-year-old hand. And maybe I've just worn the thing out. KK4JBQ.
Larry, sometimes I cross-band repeat, and I take my Kenwood TH7D, TH7D with me outside, like when I'm working in the yard. Sometimes I listen, and some interesting conversation comes up while I'm taking a break and wiping the sweat and drinking the ice water. I'll talk, and I'm usually fatigued when I'm out there because I'm doing something in the hot sun, and I'm sweating, and my arms start shaking, and I'm trying to hold that push-to-talk button down, and I just can't do it anymore. So I can sympathize with you. It gets to be difficult when you get older, especially if you're outside working in the hot sun.
I can imagine it is. Well, there we have it. It's 10 minutes of 10, and gosh, you had a terrific net tonight. So anyway, I'll turn it back to you and see if you can get a few more check-ins. I'm going to be pleased to write that number, or the number we already have, in the log tonight. Thank you for picking it up for us and being there. This is KK4JBQ. Back to you, Dave.
Okay, Larry. Well, I do appreciate you hanging around for the RAG2 portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net this evening. I always look forward to our conversation. It's always going to be fun. So appreciate you being there. Do you have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW.
For DJW. November 4, Hotel Charlie in 4HHC. Warren in Taylor's, negative and negative. And enjoyed listening in on the RAG2.
Please check in at Kilo 4 Hotel November Romeo. That's K4HNR. This is Connor. I'm mobile over here in Greenville tonight. Thanks for calling the net tonight.
November 4 Romeo Lima Foxtrot and 4RLF. This is Roger in Seneca, and I'll be negative and negative.
Okay, tonight is a good night for amateur radio. Net Control would like to recognize N4HHC, that's Warren and Taylor's. And if, for anybody that didn't know, the reason we ask at the beginning of the net if there are any brand new amateur radio operators who have never checked into a net before is because that was a suggestion that Warren made years ago. And we adopted it. We thought it was a good idea because everybody just about that I know has trouble squeezing that mic for the very first time. I know I listened for 6 months before I built up the courage to squeeze the mic for the very first time. And Warren knew that. And so he figured we could coax them out just by all they have to do is just throw their call sign out there. So he made that suggestion many years ago. We adopted it, and we still do it today. So Warren, thanks for your suggestion. and hope you're having a great Tuesday evening. And K4HNR, that's Connor, who's mobile in Greenville. Be careful out there in the mobile there, Connor. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. You're sounding good from Greenville. And N4RLF, that's Roger in Seneca. You're sounding good too, Roger. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Do we have any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments or have missed any check-ins? Call W4DJW.
DJW, N4HHC.
Go ahead, Warren.
I forgot that, Dave, but anyway, I will say the monthly test sessions that we have, they are some of the just great experiences talking to people coming in to get their license, generally for the first time. I mean, upgrades are nice too, but it's always interesting to hear their story and see what they're having trouble with. Just a great deal of fun. And one thing by way of information for you, Dave, I finally figured out the Sky Command for my Kenwood TS-2000 and my TH-D-72.
Well, I know that's a good feeling. I know there's several other people that want to do that, and I warned them that it took me a while. I did everything the manual said, except for one menu setting. And it took me weeks to get that, to find that one menu setting to where, bam, it would come on and it would work perfect. So congratulations, Warren. That's well deserved.
Well, I will say I came across, because what I would do is periodically I would check the YouTube channel for something related to it, and I finally came across one that was so simple, and it was the sequence of the way they configured it, and it worked immediately. It worked, so it was really neat. Anyway, I wanted to let you know that this is N4HHC.
Well, I do appreciate that, and I can appreciate your having done that and having gone through that, because it isn't as straightforward. You know, somebody said, why would they ever not continue that in their TM-D710. They had it in the D710 for a while, because I used to use it going into Greer. I could talk on HF in my car, leaving my house, going to Greer and coming back, because not only the handheld would do it, but also the D700 would do it, and the D710 would do it. But then at some point, they dropped that out of the D710, and the older ones will do it, and the newer ones, they left it out, probably because it was rather involved, but well worth the effort. So glad you did that. Glad you took the time to do that, Warren, and I know you'll enjoy that. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, be sure and stop back by tomorrow night, where KI4DOS Gary will be calling the Blue Ridge 2-meter net along with the swap net. And you don't want to miss that. Gary always has a really good crowd. So be sure and stop back by tomorrow evening and give Gary a case of writer's cramp. Please stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, good night.